Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
But welcome back. 17 till, a little canned heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We got new stuff up there all the time. New video up today. We got new podcasts, new articles, new members of our brain trust that we're introducing you to. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, too, by the way. Tamar Jacoby is a longtime member of our brain trust, the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and they find your website, don't they, Tamar?
Yes, they do.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Tamar, the interesting times, the Chinese curse that we talked about earlier, may you live in interesting times, just got put on steroids when the Supreme Court ruled last week, I guess it was, or a week before, I forgot, on the Arizona immigration law. Now, give the audience a little background, and then tell them what the Supreme Court decided.
Yeah, so Congress tried to fix the immigration system is broken. We all know that. There's no legal way to get here. There's 11 million, or not enough legal ways. There's 11 million illegal people, unauthorized people around in the country living here. The Congress tried to, the enforcement doesn't work well enough. Congress tried to fix it in 06 and 07 and failed. They couldn't agree, they couldn't get bipartisan agreement, couldn't pass a bill. So in the 5 or 6 years since then, the states have been taking matters into their own hands. So Arizona, Alabama, Georgia.
But tell them why the states felt they needed to do that.
Well, because they feel that there's illegal immigrants running all around, and that it costs the state money, and that they don't like the breach of the rule of law. The problem is the state experiments were pretty one-sided. The state experiments were almost all about enforcement, and none of them thought about the harder piece, which is, you know, how do you get the workers you need to work in agriculture and other things? If you do too much enforcement, you drive the workers out. They kind of came up against some of the conundrums of what's broken about the system, and they didn't have very sophisticated tools to deal with it. All they could really do was crack down harder on a broken system. Didn't really work that well. But anyway, you had the states taking matters into their own hands. And
states like Arizona, Alabama, was it Florida had one? Is that right? Who else?
Georgia had,
a
tough one. One third of the states passed laws saying that some businesses had to enroll in the federal E-Verify program to check the status of their workers. So that's not just a few standout states. One third of them. Arizona had the very tough law that said that if the police stop you for speeding or having a broken taillight, if you look to them like you might be an illegal immigrant, they can ask for your papers. And this was very controversial because people's profiling. So that's the case that came before the Supreme Court. The federal government sued and said, we don't like that law that says police can stop you and ask you for your papers. The Supreme Court was considering four different provisions of that law, including the stop and ask your papers piece, and some other actually even tougher provisions that didn't get as much attention but had much more teeth. Things like the police could stop and arrest you without a warrant just because they suspect you're deportable, making it illegal to work in Arizona. Again, on the face of it, these sound sort of reasonable. Why shouldn't it be illegal to work in Arizona? The trouble is there's, you know, several hundred thousand people who are living and working in Arizona and have been there for a long time and are critical in the economy who are illegal, who the state's trying to drive away. And, you know, you can say that's good or bad on a number of grounds, but one thing, it's not been very good for the economy of Arizona because needed workers have fled, even legal immigrant workers have fled, and out-of-state investors are very hesitant to put their money in a place that's perceived to be bigoted and hostile to foreigners.
Right. Oh, so, no, I know some events that have been moved from Phoenix in the last year and a half or so because of the law, they've chosen to go somewhere else instead of Phoenix. I know that's happened. This cost them some business. So what? Tell us what does Supreme Court decide?
So the Supreme Court, everybody expected the Supreme Court to say, because it's, you know, very, it's at least a split Democrat and Republican, and the Chief Justice Republican, and everybody expected them to say, well, we like states' rights. Everybody expected them to say, you know, at least to split the baby and say Arizona can do some things, maybe not others. The states can do some things, maybe not others. Well, the Supreme Court really surprised everyone, kind of like health care, by saying, no. Yes, we'll let Arizona have one little piece of this law. They can go on with that stop and ask your papers piece. But basically, we say immigration lawmaking is a federal job. So, you know, we don't want the states in the business of doing this. This is for the
even though the federal government is not capable of pulling that off, they still want to claim control of that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's you know, the court is not acting on behalf of Congress, but the court is sending the job, you know, sending the assignment back up to Capitol Hill and saying.
So basically, to put a cap on this thing, Arizona lost. Their law that they passed a couple of years ago became unconstitutional with one provision, one small exception, right?
Yeah, and it's not unconstitutional. It wasn't about the Constitution, but the court said that federal law trumps the Arizona law.
Exactly. I'm sorry. You're right. That wasn't the way I should have characterized it. So federal law trumps it, Arizona law, but they still can stop you and ask for
your papers. But the court said. The one somebody described it very nicely. They said that Arizona got an F, like on your report card, an F in three subjects, and an incomplete in the fourth. And the reason it's an incomplete is that the court said you haven't implemented this yet.
Hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, I want to talk about what this particular thing means to small business. That's exactly what we'll get to right after these messages. Tintail, right back with Jamar Jacoby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.